Let me start over. Hi, that. Cheryl Prohip. I am very sorry for the delays.
Are you turning?
I'm sorry, ma'am. There's a noise on your line. What is it? Sounds like duty. Sounds like duty, honey.
Sorry about that.
Sounds like... So you don't get to do those anymore, those nice duty squirts for us? I need some new duty, honey.
Well, you just gotta find someone that happens to a lot more often.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad. I figure that if it's in...
Oh, shut up, Sylvia. God, she's working my nerves. Hello? Too much coffee today, Nick Rest. All right.
Did you get tickets for the cruise?
No, we need to beg for them today, honey.
Okay.
How are your cleaves?
I want to go on the cruise.
I want to go on the cruise. But what is she, you're banned from her Facebook, honey. You think she finna...
I know, but I commented on the event.
Listen, I'm using Wirecast today. Because remember how we couldn't broadcast anything last week? It's like the advanced version of all this shit. So I would like to make sure that it's working. Can you check with our audience?
Your stream is off air now, so...
What?
Yep.
No.
Yep. Walk and eat and sit. Gang and serve the girls.
You said it's off? Or it is? Yep. What? Then why
now
did you gag
like
and
it's
eat?
Starting again.
Why did you gag and eat and serve then? I don't understand.
Because I'm a little girl, and you're back, kind of.
That makes a lot of sense.
It keeps, like, buffering the Ustream, going really slow.
Uh-huh. Okay, then I should change the
bandwidth. For an internet setup this time.
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to stop and store it. Well, eat my cunt out. Let's troubleshoot quietly without you being insulting to me and my vaginal collapse.
Oh, it's not really.
We need to just discuss my circumcised tongue. We're off right now. I'm changing the shelling. Changing the shelling. I got to say it twice. Shelling. Yeah, I have it set up way too high of a resolution for these.
Yeah, we don't. They don't need high resolution.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah!
I know, honey. Let's try this. Chicken N-word. What? Stop saying that, Cheryl. Hate when you do that. I don't know which... There's so many choices here. How the fuck... Streaming media hosting Sunday streams. Is today Sunday?
Yep.
I don't think that's what they mean, though. Doesn't say... Flash. I guess we'll do Flash 240 paids. That's really low, right? Let's just try it. Okay. Oh. Unknown error. That ain't right, girl. Let's see. Flash, penis, vagina, cunt. Or something like that. All right. Hello. Hold on. Hold on. Let's try this. Oh, no, wait. Stop black popping, Cheryl. Tell the audience to hold on while I work this out. Sources.
Right.
I have a feeling we're going to go back to the old way where I can't fucking do shit. Do shit. Broadcast settings, lesbian lip.
Man.
Lippy long stocking. What?
You're the worst person ever.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That's true. I mean, that true.
I miss DD.
Rockefeller? Or
I can't type on a computer.
Yeah, you can. Don't like my settings again.
My nails are too
long.
Don't
like the expert push.
My nails are too long.
Let's try the Florida P. Florida P. Okay, that. See if this works better. This is a lower resolution. All right, honey. Check with the audience.
It's not on yet.
Well, that's how it goes sometimes when you overweight it. All right. You know about being overweight, honey?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like shitty quality, but who cares?
Well, it shouldn't. I want it to be shitty because I want it to work.
Well,
so we have
now
to balance the shitty and the work. Okay. I think it's going to be too. I think it's too high quality still. Are you getting a feedback from the blacks in the audience? Is it working, honey?
I think so.
You're useful. You're very useful. I love your verbiose. Let's see. What's my lip? My lip. Did you tweet and Facebook this Earl?
Yeah.
Higgo with Earl? Did you Facebook it on the other Twitter sheet? The
one I don't really use the Twitter sheet anymore. No, the one got time for that.
I don't mean that Twitter sheet. I mean the other Twitter sheet.
Oh, Facebook sheet, you know.
No, and also the but
I Instagrammed it, you know.
The Facebook holder
sheet. What's up, y'all? I'm Dwight Howard.
Who is this?
I am happy to make.
Why do I have to watch commercials on me own drum hole? I don't care. Oh, look at how fat my head is, Cheryl. It stretched me out even larger than it already is.
Well.
Don't like that. Look at how ugly I am.
Well.
I need to put something over my goiter. I look horrible, but at least it's working.
Some things can't be fixed.
Yeah.
Like your face.
Like your ovaries.
Your mouth.
I don't know.
Those got fixed, yeah.
Okay.
Those did get fixed.
I need to check some else while we're doing this and see how the holder looks. Holder vision.
Come on.
It's all fucked what I got to do now, Cheryl, because I got all this fucking crap because this goddamn shit. You know what I mean? I'm doing workarounds because I have to use this thing called Cam Twist. Do you remember Cam Twist back in the day?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I finna be using that again because it don't be finna recognizing my grum hole. Okay? Now,
cool.
I need you to be a little bit more understanding and a little bit more respectful of maid. Okay.
Gigs.
Thank you, honey. Squish.
Gigs.
Geeks. My name's Geeks.
Geeks.
Maybe this is better if I do this. Watch this fuck it all up. All right, honey.
Geeks.
Lippy.
Geeks.
Okay, hold on. Desktop.
Geeks.
Desktop. Oh, there's my desktop. Lippy. That's my fat head again.
Yeah.
That's my, my very large face. And hey,
this is even worse than when you did that in live. What? Eat this hot grum.
That was horrible. That the quality. I know I was very angry, but nobody else seemed to care that the quality was awful. Let's see. What was I doing? I forgot. Tell me.
Yep.
If you knew Sloozy like I knew, you're supposed to be vamping, honey, and you ain't doing nothing. Vamp for me.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Vamp for me.
People are so offensive.
You know what? Ask the audience, does this look better than the normal way or this looks worse? Just tell me. I think it's worse.
Oh. I think who cares?
You don't care?
No.
Well, I think it looks worse.
You know what? Ask the audience, does this look better than...
What is that happening now? Why am I hearing myself?
It's because I turned it on for a moment. Turn it back off. Looks fine. People saw you.
Plus hate. Plus hate.
That's right. Well, can't we going to continue with our grum? Because, no, you know, I'm taking time out of my very busy schedule.
I'm
going
to go off the air for 1 second and switch it back because this way I realize I'm not recording it properly. Just hold the fuck up, bitch. Stop roadcast. Chicken McN-word. Let's try it the other way. We can still talk. We're girls. But they can't hear us. Yeah, but this will go out on the pro-lip thing.
Walk and eat and gag and serve the
girls.
Girls.
Oh, my God, it just crashed. Oh, it just crashed again. Chucking it inward. Oh, it just crashed again. Oh, F me out, honey. It just keeps going. Oh, it crashed again. Let's turn off the game twist. This is just great. I just love everything in the world.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be upgrading to beta version.
Oh, I'm not on beta nothing, honey.
Right.
Cam twist.
Did you turn your prawns off?
My what? My prawn? I don't do no prawns.
Right.
I don't.
You're downloading your prawns.
You think I'm a DD quick?
Yeah.
Okay, add girdle shot. Where's Cam Twist? My God, on a wheel chop. Amity. Let's see. VTools preview. There's the preview. Where's my grum hole, honey? Where is it? Where does it say Cam Twist? I don't see no Cam Twist. I don't see no Cam Twist. You just saying that noise. You making that noise. You think you all that. But you ain't all that. But you a bag of chips. You think you is, but you ain't. You think you is, but you ain't. Bag of chips, pickle. Bag of chips, chicken N-word and whore.
Pickle.
Sorry,
nyoko.
I'm just vamping since your note.
Okay. Pickle, nyoko.
Oh, now I'm all fucked in the head. Well, at least it's working. Start broadcast. Start recording. Look at how skinny I look, at least. At least now it makes me look
skinny. But you're
skinny.
Not skinny. You're fine.
You know what? Fuck you.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. Not everybody can get fingered and bloody cunted by their sister Jan Brewer and lose weight that way. Get your uterus scraped on vacation. Not everybody can be so goddamn lucky. Hello?
Hello?
Wait. Sorry, they can't hear me. I mean you. Let me fax for you. Where's the fucking thing? Hold on. Hold on. Built-in USB audio codec. Okay. Hello? Say something.
What a great... This has been the best 25 minutes of my life.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Say it, don't spray it, Emmy. Okay. Say it, don't spray it.
Such a nice lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Faggot.
There I am, better and fatter than...
Now you've got letterbox to make you skinnier. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready to gee. I'm ready to gee.
Now
I've got to find my theme song, because I do have a theme song, honey. I do.
Sorry about that.
That's the theme song. And we're on. Welcome to Yeast Radio with Cheryl Prolapse and myself, Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with food allergies, and I have a purse that so indicates. Mm-hmm. So I will show you presently.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Oh,
yeah. You see this? It says food allergies. Do you see this, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
I have food allergies. It's a little pocketbook. See
this?
That's
nice.
Thanks. Griselda got it for me.
You've shown it to us before.
Oh, shut up!
Oh.
What's your goddamn show and tell? I don't see your goddamn fat face.
Well,
damn bitch.
I'm not fat. And I'm 25.
Whatever you are.
I'm 25. I'm just a young little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got an enormous clitoris. It is so big. How big is your clitoris, Madge? I know you're taking the hormones and everything.
Lord, did you see I posted a frozen collapse on the Facebook the other day. Did you see it?
Have you seen that from Orange and Blanc?
No, what's that?
It's on the Netflix. It's one of their original series, and it's new. It's amazing. I think you'll enjoy it. Lots of blacks.
Mm.
And they even, it's the person that created that, the Weeds Grum. And there was a line from one of your movies, Goobles. They said that line.
Goobles Yeasty?
Well, they said one of us. And they thought of you.
Goobles Yeasty, that was one of my code names on the LiveJournal way back in the Goobles Yeasty.
That's right. But it's a pretty good grum. And there's lots of lesbians and blacks.
Sounds like the Coco Dorm, honey. You know what I was thinking about? You know how there's all this talk about the Trayvongs, Martin, and the Hoods? Do you think, Cheryl, that the Coco Dorm promotes that idea of a thug being a criminal?
Yes. I mean, no. It's a healthy version.
How is it healthy, honey?
It's...
Coco Dorm. You love it, honey.
Yeah.
You do love the thing. I know you like pussy, too. You like pussy. Hot pussy?
I like cold pussy.
Like dare pussy?
Polly Pet.
Oh, yeah, Polly Pet. David Serta said he's going to get a Polly Pet because he's producing the birds.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm in the chat room. Let's see if it lets me talk. No, I bet it's going to not put me as anonymous again. Nope, yeah, it just says I'm a Ustreamer. Hello, it's my goddamn shit. Why are you calling me a goddamn Ustreamer, bitch? Cheryl, this makes me angry. I don't like being angry. Well, I do, but I don't.
Happy Sunday. Did you go to church this morning? Mm-hmm.
I went to a funeral this week. I was in Miami. I just got back yesterday. It was a whirlwind tour. Cool. Yeah. Whirlwind
so what's
tour.
What's the sermon about this morning at 2H?
About how your mother smells and she eats a lot of pussy. Mm-hmm.
at my church this morning. The sermon was about treating yourself right.
Okay.
And when you give money to the church, mm-hmm. that's treating yourself right. You're going to support the church. Oh. And there's an ATM in the lobby. And you can give as much as you can.
I don't know, Cheryl. That sounds more like helping the church, not yourself.
Yeah.
I do not want to watch some goddamn commercials on my own fucking channel.
Well, there's a thing which I tell you about every time.
Oh, I had Block Chicago.
Blocks,
Oh, the air conditioner went off. It's nice and quiet. Eat it. There, I have my name. Hello?
No.
All right.
Great. Well,
everything's
crowd.
Great. Everything's Marvy. Well, I ain't seen no goddamn money yet of you. Whore.
Excuse me. Faggot.
Why aren't you talking?
I'm waiting for you. I've been trying to engage with you for hours, and all you do is abuse me. Try to touch my clay-ups.
Not that Christ can't come. Use it. You look like this. Oh, my God. Not that Christ can't come.
I figure that if it's in the summertime in about 4 days, I should start smelling really bad.
They have hunches that you don't think that Einstein, you don't think Edison, they weren't psychic.
The same as Johnny Johnson or Yanni Janssen. You might want to get into, let's say, ghost busting if you
repeated,
wanted to.
Repeated, not repeated, to be corny, repeated.
Was it imprint? That's what I was talking to you a little bit earlier about with the Bela Lugosi house.
I love her breath, Cheryl. With the Bela Lugosi, let's re-examine that since we have nothing else to do.
Man, I have other things I'd like to talk about.
Because a lot of times, if you're talky-talky-talky, they haven't made it.
Bitch.
You haven't made it. Because you're talking.
Well, I'm glad I came in the room. It's like you're entertaining yourself.
Well, you weren't saying anything except blank failed.
Because I was trying to channel James. You're late.
James?
Yep.
You mean James well, that used to listen to our
Sally,
show? And now that he dated a half and half, he ain't going to listen to us no more? There,
wasabi.
James? Oh, wasabi. Oh, I thought you were talking about James Shades.
Wasabis.
Can I talk to you about the funeral?
Okay.
There was a lot of food. What else do you want to know?
Who was the funeral?
Oh, a friend of a friend. A father of a friend. No.
Okay, was this an expected funeral?
No.
Okay. And his friend.
Your mother with stink hair and blubber cont.
Oh, well, she's pretty nice. Well, that's great.
Yeah. Oh, and last night was the Miss Serenity pageant, which, of course, I videotaped.
Oh, God, is there anything good to share?
Actually, there's one number I could share. I haven't posted the video for anyone yet.
Did
but
you do it?
Could be a premiere, yeah. No, did I do it? No, I shot the video. I don't perform in that shit anymore. I can't stand it. I mean, I like it, but I just can't stand performing because it's like all a bunch of queens that work. My God. It's like being surrounded by a bunch of Wanda Wisdoms.
Oh, that's hot.
Oh, my hair. Ooh, have you seen my earrings? Ooh, how do my breasts aside look? Ooh, hi, her. You know, and then there's all the hi, her makeup assistants. All the little queens with their goddamn ears sticking out. Tight haircuts. Oh, well, David Serta did a wonderful numby. And he did like a numby with these two girls. Do you remember the Helen Keller girl when we were, we were a little bit visited? Well, the Helen Keller girl was one of his backup dancers, and they did this kind of like 60s numby. I'd perhaps like to show it to you. Should I do that?
Yep.
All right. Then we're going to switch to Holder Vigi. I can't put it on the holder because it's not even compressed. And you're ugly. Okay.
Yeah.
Have we decided that you're ugly?
No, I'm actually pretty beautiful, but I've gotten used to the fact that you're jealous.
Yeah.
You still haven't learned that calling me ugly just reinforces the fact
that you
that
are
you're jealous of me.
Oh,
you're much like that Roy Vorberg, who is I'm jealous of my beauty.
I'm done with her. I don't do anything with her anymore. She's horrible. She's a Agatha in waiting. She's a disaster waiting to happen. I don't need any of that shit. Like, ha-ha, drug addict. Ha-ha, yeah, fuck with everything. We've already done that, Cheryl. Been there, done that. What new do we have to offer besides killing yourself?
Well, she shouldn't just do that. I mean, I think she's kind of trying, but...
Yeah.
She should try harder.
Yeah. You know, and we both call her on her shit. We're like, yeah, it's really... She says, Madge, you're so boring. Yeah, well, killing yourself with drugs and AIDS really is fascinating. And all of the fans from her, from the Distorted View, who listen to her, they're like, oh, no, leave her alone, Madge. We enjoy watching her kill herself and not saying anything and encouraging it. Well, I refuse to watch that stupid bitch kill herself, even though it would be nothing except a benefit, a win-win for the world, and especially New York, which has enough of the AIDS and the drugs. We don't need no more. And if any questions to ask me about Miss Moorburg.
Why do you have to hate?
Because there's not enough hate in the world.
That's true.
And I hate Dan Savage too. Don't hate. Oh, I fucked my boyfriend and semened him. Whatever. Thanks for letting us know you're a top. Yeah, it's important because you're macho because you're wearing pink, but you're a top, Dan Savage. Thank you for offending Mr. Sensenbrenner. Dan Savage, suck my cunt out, leather. I'm going to get my tongue circumcised. No. Cheryl, have you heard about tongue circumcision? Hello? Sherry? Sherry? Where did you go, Sherry? Sherry?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
I used to have a friend a long time ago in high school, and he would always say, he had a sister named Sherry. And he always say to his dog, want to go see Sherry? 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 Faggot. All right. Oh, good. Wasabi hates Dan Savage, too. Yes. I would like a club. Plus hate Savage. Gets worse. You're ugly. Go home. You're dead.
Sherry.
Sherilyn.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, it is, girl. All right. Let's find this video of my lip and your lip meets... twice as much lip. How much is
you're going to make a phone call?
What hurts? We'll make a phone call, lady, if we get some money. I ain't thinking we should be doing that without no goddamn money. Oh, wait. Can you hear that? Yeah, that's Miss Serenity's vagina. Let's see. I'm going to put on the holder vision. Should be able to see holder vision.
Man, your connection really shitty today.
Not Hello? As far as I know. Why? What's the problem, Earl? Earl.
Man.
What's the problem, Earl? I hear you fine. I think it's your connection that's the problem. Sherilyn. Sherry. What's wrong with you? Sherilyn. Cheryl.
It seems that it keeps cutting out.
What, the Skype or the you?
What's...
Call me back, stupid bitch. God damn it, people are dumb. God damn her. Stupid fucking bitch.
What the fuck?
Is it better now, you dumb whore?
Yeah.
Well, maybe next time you should use your fucking noggin instead of your thinking with your goddamn
Why is your internet so shitty?
Oh, shit. I don't want to put my fucking...
What's wrong with your internet what today?
My internet is nothing wrong. It's you. That's why when I hung up the Skype and called back, it was a bad Skype connection. What's your problem?
Excuse me.
You heard me, skank. Can I show the holder or node?
Excuse me?
Are you... Audience, can you hear me? I can't deal with this, Cheryl. Just tell me. No, see, it's fine, Cheryl. It's you. Why do you think that just because your audio is bad, that the whole world is the same? Can I play the goddamn video or note?
Yeah.
God, stupid bitch times 1,000. Here. Ugly.
Even though it'll be delayed for me.
Yeah, you're ugly, too. Your newsflash. Oh, there she is. Okay, how now? Chicken. Okay. Back
maybe I should just hang up on Skype while you play it, so that's maybe. Not delayed.
Yeah, you could do that. Anything that would involve less of you would be fine.
Fuck you. whore.
Okay, I'm going to play it now. If you want to hang up on Skype, I'll call you back when we're done. Here we go.
Okay, bye.
Wheel. She there still? Did you die? Oh, she ain't there no more. Let's call back the Rilch. Hi.
Well, that's going to be fascinating for those at home.
Oh, fuck them. They can pay the $2.99 and get the prequel. Cheryl, did you like that? That was some dancing, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty nice.
You know, you should come because that crazy Helen Keller bitch that was in that video, she's playing. Yeah. She's gonna. You know, David's doing the Birds again.
When is it going to be?
The Birds.
Yeah.
Augie. Aren't you on the mailing lips? Handbag Productions.org. So they're doing it like they did the. This is the third time they've put on the Birds. They're going to have a premiere party, and Tippi Hedren, the original steward of the Birds, is going to be there. Also, that crazy.
Have you seen this last time they did it?
Oh yeah, I've seen it. Yeah, it's wonderful.
Is it good?
Oh yeah, because I videotaped the thing. And but this time, so that crazy bitch is playing the daughter. You know that stupid bitch daughter that wants the goddamn lovebirds in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next topic. Got anything in the holder for more? Hello?
Maggie?
Wait a second. We didn't get any money.
Well, that's
somebody
new.
Sent me a salt shaker. What the fuck? Chris sent me a salt shaker. What's this about? Picture. Oh, he likes to do these slow pans at restaurants. Here, I'll show you. I don't know why.
Who?
Chris.
Is there any fatties like that video of the casino from Vine?
Oh, I'll have to show that. I need the link. He looks like he got some booshed. You see that? Looks like Borscht. A booshed. The sandwich. And borscht. He sent me some borscht.
That's interesting.
You eat borscht?
Yeah.
Okay, where's that fatty Vine thing?
Faggot and Vine.
Right. Right back to you, G.
I wish that they would do that play about the little girls in pageants again.
But it's going to take time.
I want to see that.
Well, you should have come down and seen when it was playing.
Well, I was busy in the Red Bank, New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah. So where do you want to call today?
I want to wait till we get some fucking money.
So donate some money, you assholes, for us, and we'll make no fun goo.
Thank you. If I was Ray Charles, I'd fuck you all three. Cheryl, are you smoking? Oh my God, Cheryl, save us. Racist, I avoid gay bars, especially for this reason. Which one craps her diapy first? Is there going to be a prolapse? Gays will watch anything. When does this get good?
Rachel.
I like the black girl talking about her man's better. What the hell is this? Play it. Oh, I see. They don't like that video I played.
Talking about gangs?
Yeah, they're not nice, this audience. This is why I hate theater. God, you people are assholes. Maybe you should leave the house once in a goddamn while instead of listening to podcasts. Hello?
Gangs.
Not geeks. Geeks?
Yeah, she uploaded a 16-minute video. It's titled, President Obama Addresses Trayvon Martin Issue.
Wait, what about Y'all Gone and What You Did? Is he still
I think
potato
she's head? Dead.
Oh, the potato head? What yeah. about, wait a second, there was a very good video. Oh, didn't Rosa Duck do another video?
Yep.
Maybe we should watch that as well.
Rosa Duck. Rosa Duck.
Yeah, you called her Hot Duck, I think, or Burnt Duck.
Burnt Duck.
No, it ain't Burnt Duck. It's like Rosa Parks, Rosa Duck.
That's even more offensive.
Mm. Rosa Duck.
He does Drake. Started from the bottom.
What did you say? He's like Drake? Rosa Duck is like Drake?
It's Link.
Who's hurts? What? Wait a second. We got money from a peckle.
Who?
Let's see how much money we got. Peckle.
Dollar.
$10 for somebody who wants us to call. It's earmarked for 1-800-BLADDER.
Well, that's not enough to make a phone call, but it is appreciated.
Wow, Cheryl, you're kind of a bitch today.
Well,
it's enough to call 1-800-BLADDER. If there's no answer, then he has to donate 10 more dollies. I think so. I do. Please comment. Why is censorship still on? You're not doing your job as a moderator. You stupid cunt, stupid cunt. That's what I say. I guess it didn't translate to video all that well, did it?
No.
Chicken.
Maggots.
Cheryl, where's do you have the link to Rosa Duck? I don't even remember his name.
I sent it to you. Oh! I put it in the room.
Oh! Well, it didn't work. It says censored. Try it again. Oh, there it is in the other grum hole. Hold.
I put it in all the...
Why didn't you say so? Fourth freestyle. Ooh, yosh. Oh, I see that. Oh, I'm right there. Hold on. Let me switch over.
And you got the band at you.
That's a nice oom. It's a real nice oom, Cheryl.
Rusted.
Tell me if you see the oom. You see the oom? It looks like E.T. Cheryl, look at the blown there. Do you see that blown? Looks like a Galaxy 5 N-word 3 or something. Down it?
Yeah.
You see that?
I got that one. I love it so much. Bro.
Started from the bottom. Are you ready to watch?
I'm going
to rock, man. Oh, God. Oh.
Love his band, eh?
Yo, what's good? It's KG.
What's good?
You know what I'm saying? Ken Doggy Dog back in the motherfucking house. He back on this YouTube-ish. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say what's good, my peoples. And everybody at home watching this video. This is another rap video, by the way. I'm doing, this time I'm doing Drake's Started from the Bottom instrumental.
So
hope y'all like it. Hope y'all did.
I like Rosa Duck.
Hope y'all like it. And I hope I do good. So
he could at least get the brown color Band-Aid.
But I just want to let y'all know, y'all see my dreads. They growing.
His dream.
You know what I'm saying? They're growing, like, they're real growing. Good, too.
Rosa Duck.
You know? I go to the shop, like, every month, and, like, the lady, you know, she'll, like, re-hit me, and, you
re-hit
know,
me?
I'm fresh.
Fresh.
And then, like ever since my hair been growing, I've been doing this. I've been shaking my dread. Because, like, every time I do that, I think of that song by E-40, Tell Me When to Go. And, like, you know, in that song, he'd be like, shake them dreads, shake them dreads, shake them dreads. But, yeah. And, like, as a matter of fact, like, when I start, when I did this yesterday, my uncle, I guess, like, he was trying to be sarcastic. He'd be like, what are you doing? And then I'd be like, I'm shaking my head, shaking my dreads, nigga, what you think?
Is that heavy?
Okay, I see you, Even my people on Instagram.
Oh, he got
Instagram. Peeps.
They like every
Why
time
is he
they
still talking, I want to see the freestyle.
And then like, you know, they'll like, you know, put my like tag my name in their picture and then they be like, I'm finna catch up to you, bruh.
He said finish
like, okay,
him.
Okay, I see you. But yeah. But let me get started on this rap right here. As you can see, I got my shirt off, my tank top off. I got a little band-aid right here, but, you know, it's a small wound, but it'll heal.
Small wound.
I'm a true warrior, so, you know, I have scars all over the place.
That's hot.
So,
thank you for pointing that out. But hold on, not notice your scars.
Let's stop this rap, this freestyle. All right? Here we go.
Yeah, go Rosa.
Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Yo.
The hand.
Started from the bottom now, yeah. Started from the bottom now, a whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom now, yeah. Started from the bottom now, a whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom now, yeah. Started from the bottom now, a whole team here, nigga.
I think he needs a mashup with a lot of vaginal ladies.
Started from the bottom now, a whole team from yeah. Started from the bottom now, yeah. Think it's kind of funny that I don't have a deal. Take my bitch home, pick your bitch up from the crib. I'm just
what?
Keeping shit real,
pick
no questions
what
it is. Send me text, blow my shit up like a cement. Kinda cold when I floor, you better get the sweat.
I have to go pee. First the duck stops,
don't
please talk.
I flow, I'm dope, bitch. My dick, your mouth, so dope, bitch. Your nigga ballin', your whole boy, she callin'. If I take a bitch, you know, take in, if you hate in, I'm sorry. $1 million pussy, she
so
make
cop
a Ferrari. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah.
Yo. Started from the bottom. Hello? Madge? 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 Hello? Did you leave me? What happened to the Blyhook? What happened to the Blyhook? Oh no. I think Madge had to go beat off her
I know, well, you know, this happens. Excuse me? What happened?
Hold down. Hold down, Rosa.
What happened, Rosa?
Did it end?
Yeah.
Why? Why the end?
What?
Do she have any other new...
Why, Mr. Cry?
Where are the other No Rosa Duck videos, honey?
Hello?
Yeah? Wait, I missed the end, though. Is there a closed caption on here, I wonder?
Yeah, he's like, oh, okay, I see you, I see you. Even my people on Instagram...
Automatic caption. Here, let's watch for the caption.
Like, every time they post a picture of their dreads, and they're like, you know, they'll like, you know, put my, like, tag my name in their picture, and then they be like, I'm finna catch up to you, bruh.
Uh-huh.
I'd be like, okay, I see you.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Thank God for the, this is like the big
meat sticker. Let me just wrap right there. As you can see, I got my shirt off, my tank top off.
Yeah.
I got a little band-aid right here, but, you know, it's a small wound, but it'll heal.
This,
you know,
Google is a brilliant thing.
I'm a true warrior, so, you know, I have scars all over the place.
How much of a warrior you know you
have?
Hold up. Let me just start this rap, this freestyle. All right, here we go.
I love to say it, what y'all did.
I like his hands. They look like E.T.
Like his arm.
I like his band. Ooh, the hands are terrible. Sure.
Yeah.
Look like flowers.
Started from the bottom now, yeah. Started from the bottom now, whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom now, yeah. Started from the bottom now, whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom now, yeah. Started from the bottom now, whole team here, nigga. Started from the bottom now, yeah. Started from the bottom now, whole team from the yeah. Started from the bottom now, yeah. I think it's kind of funny that I don't have a deal. Take my bitch home,
Cicero.
Put your bitch up from the
position's portrait,
real, no flex is what it is.
That's right.
Send me text.
Six homelessness.
Like a cement.
Maths.
Kind of cold when I pull you better
calls the split.
Getting dice for the
didn't
money,
ask for who's going to go to the gynecologist.
Flow, I'm dope, bitch.
Copious mobile outpaces Matthews.
It doesn't say that.
Cameras, emoticons. Attentiveness, cape, fear of truce.
It's poetic.
Yeah.
So accurate.
Yeah.
Seattle.
What's the point of even having that? It's so bad.
Let's do a Sylvia translation, maybe. Should we?
No.
What do you want to do then? What else? Do you want to call 1-800-BLANDER since we got a donation? We'll call 1-800-BLANDER then, I suppose. Can somebody translate that into English, what that goddamn number is? Christ on a stick with a wheel attached to her.
I hope my internet isn't so shitty that they can't even... Well, they can.
Do you need to hang up and call me black again, honey? Honey,
hello.
Call me black. Stupid cunt. God, I'm sick of this bitch. Sick of this fucking bitch. Jesus Christ, what a bitch.
Yeah.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Okay, let's call. First, I gotta add the contact, because Skype is still re-ray. Okay, 800-BLADDER.
What am I asking them about?
Who cares? What's 1-800-BLADDER in Numbie? I don't speak that language, honey.
Let's put it in.
I don't know what 800-BLADDER is in a numby.
Just add it.
Yeah, I need to know what the numby is.
Just do it.
I can't type bladder.
You can't type on a computer.
Here, no, I got my two bag nerves.
Why don't you just do it and put in the number? Just put the letters.
Because it doesn't work.
You don't know.
B-L-A-D-D-D-D-E. Laura. Okay. Bladder. 800-BLADDER. Now, Cheryl, we're going to call them. Do you know what to ask? Yeah, sure you do. You do?
What? Hold on.
We're calling 800-BLADDER. Yeah.
Hold on.
There's no holding. We're calling now. Got it. Time's money, honey. Got to earn your money.
Thank you for calling the National Association for Continence. Para ayudar en español... Por favor, marque 204. Our offices are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now.
Looks like you just wasted $10, pickle.
All other callers.
Sorry. Sorry about that, Cheryl. Cheryl?
Well, who did not do their research and ruin my fucking life?
No shit.
I mean, all you gotta do is free call the thing to make sure that we can actually call the thing when we're doing the thing.
Like,
is what's the point if you can't do the thing with thing?
That's what I'm trying
to say. What's the point? All I'm trying to say is this.
You know.
With Vioxx.
Uterus.
Very angry about Vioxx. Very upset.
I don't know, but I'd rather watch Rosa Duck videos than hear that shit.
No. Oh, well, let's see. I think I'll end another one. We can call them empty and...
Who? What? Who, what, when?
What?
What was that other video you wanted us to watch?
Excuse me?
Didn't you have any more videos in the hang? Holder.
No.
What else, honey? What else? What you got for me, Blee?
We can call about the Polypet.
What?
Polypet.
Okay. Polypet. I hope you have good questions for the Polypet.
I don't. But you can help me write some questions.
Okay, write. Escribo right now.
Excuse me?
Write them. Ask if you can put it in your lips. Does he deal with prolapse? Do you know what a prolapse is? Do you have food in the car? Fast food garbage?
No, we need new questions. Why? For the Polypet. Let's see here.
I can't get their website to
work. How long does the battery last?
Ask if you can use the same vibrator as your...
Does the head of the bird detach from the thing?
Okay, ask if you can use the same battery as your vibrator.
Has anyone ever had it detach while it is inside of them?
That's a good one.
Waterproof.
Wait a second. Sunday.
Resistant. What is it made of?
Oh, this is Polly's Pet Shop. That's not Perfect Polly Pet. No. No!
What?
Somebody from
I think I need to plug in an internet cord to this thing.
Shereel, this ain't working. I'm trying to go to this Perfect Polly Pet website. It ain't working. It's not.
You think that they're done with it.
I think maybe the Perfect Polly Pet ain't so perfect.
Well, I've got a number for control.
Did you just shit?
What?
I heard a plop.
What?
I heard a plop, Cheryl. You went... Oh, yes, I did, honey.
You lie.
I hear a chomp, too. What are you eating? Bugles?
You lie.
I heard you're into bugles now. You gave up on the goldfish.
See? I love my fish.
I know, but your fish don't like
I
you.
Love to eat your fish.
I got Trotsky these smelly, smelly, dried, freeze-dried fish things. Cheryl, they smell like pussy compressed. They smell like the entire Lilith Fair all compressed into one...
Compressed.
Huh?
Compressed.
What?
Compressed.
What compressed?
Compressed. Compress.
Never, Man. Never, never.
What? What, honey?
Do I sound better?
What?
Do I sound any better?
Pickle.
Yeah.
Okay. So, here's the number for the Polypet.
How now?
I mean, at least from, you know, when I bought it before.
You gotta do what you gotta do. With you. Where's the numby? I know you just sent it to me. I saw it I seen it on my screen, but now it'd be gone. Where'd it be? Oh, you send it like 12 times.
Yep.
Thanks. Okay, add contact. Polly. Polly. How do you spell Polly? Oh, okay. All right.
It's just like the Polly Pocket.
It is the Polly, isn't it? I know we're calling Polly Pocket Pet. Anyway. Yeah. Okay, we're on. I hear your lamps. Cheryl, it hung up. I think they disconnected it. I'll try it again. Cheryl?
Yeah?
Polly. It ain't working. I'll try it again. I think they disconnected. The website is down. They must have just swindled everyone who ordered it.
Yeah, Polly. I think I found another number.
This ain't working, Cheryl. That is a bad number.
Try this number.
All right. Is this the same thing or a different thing?
The same thing.
Okay, well, that was called Polly 2. This is Polly 2.
Polly
2. What?
What?
Polly 2 and Papals. Can you change your Skype picture? You look like Rosa Duck.
Yeah.
Okay, here we are. Polly 2. I want to play the Carpenters. Nope.
What?
Ain't no good. Hang on, let me try once more. Hang on. How down?
Okay.
How down? I say how down.
Mm-hmm.
How down? Okay, wait. All right. Here we go. Here, this should work. I'm going to pray. Yeah. If this doesn't work, it's... Oh, there.
Hello, hotline. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, is this the perfect bully patch?
Oh, this is a shelter for pregnant moms.
For pregnant moms? Oh, okay. So I'm wondering if you can help me. I'm pregnant, and I don't really know if I want to keep it, so I don't know if that's something you can help with.
Okay, where did you hear about us?
On the internet.
Okay, and how old are you?
How old am I? I'm 25 years young. 24 years.
And yeah. then, what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois. No, are you in the United States or are you in China?
Yes,
okay. You're not in China.
We're in the United States.
Oh, I thought... Have you seen that movie where they make dumplings out of the fetuses? It's very disturbing. You don't do that, right?
So, do we have a DVD of how the abortion is done? We can send it free.
Oh, you've got a DVD where they show how to abort?
Yes, how abortion is being done so that we will discourage those people who are thinking abortion because they should know what the doctor is doing to them and what they are doing to the unborn baby.
That's great. Now, are you worried that people might actually learn how to give themselves an abortion from that video? I mean, because it's like there's less and less places to do it. So if you're showing people how to do it themselves, it's like do it yourself.
No, we don't do that. We don't do abortion. We are against abortion.
I know, but you've got a DVD, a how-to DVD.
How abortion is being done by a doctor so that they will be discouraged to have an abortion because it's risky.
Oh, well, what happens if you... I mean, what do they do?
I could hardly describe it. They're killing, in short, they're killing the baby so that they will not give birth.
Oh, okay, well,
then
I mean,
into the abortion, the process of abortion, there are side effects. So those people, those
like
pregnant
what?
Moms who are trying to, or contemplating for abortion, yeah. will change their mind because there are side effects.
But what's wrong? I mean, what are the side effects?
Well, we cannot give that information because we are not doctors.
Oh, so you...
That's the reason why we give the video.
Okay. Now, where are you located?
We're located in New Jersey. Where are you located?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois, but I often... I've got a second home in Red Bank, New Jersey. Yeah. You know where Red Bank is?
Yes, in the south.
Yeah, it's a wonderful place. Now, do you give referrals for different services? Do you know what a prolapse is?
We have a website. You can go to the website and you can find the referrals there. The shelters located in South Jersey.
So now, what do you do then on the phone?
The website is www.lifecall.org.
Dell.com, okay. Now, what? Now, honey, if you don't give referrals and you don't help people with their clips, but you send them a DVD and you cannot describe what's in the DVD, what do you do? I'm trying to understand your job.
We are a shelter for pregnant moms. We have a four shelters for pregnant moms. Okay. We want to save their babies if they do not have a place to stay. We can give them a shelter, and if we do not have rooms, we give them referrals.
Just where do you save them in dumpsters? Okay, dumpster babies. So, but what I don't quite understand is, so I've had a procedure in the past, and it didn't seem that bad, and actually was. I'm afraid to admit this to you, but it was kind of pleasurable. But this time I was raped by a black man when I was walking home from school, because I'm a young girl, and I've prolapsed, and I don't know if... have you ever had an abortion?
No.
Not even in India?
No.
Well.
Abortion in my country is illegal. The person who performs the abortion is liable for infanticide.
Well, there ain't, but we're in America
over
now.
In my country,
we're in America.
So to prison if he does the abortion.
Yeah, but this is America and it's not illegal. So if somebody is
raped, mom, are you really pregnant? What do you need? What can we help you?
Well, you can help me to either get rid of this baby or figure out what to do. I would be afraid that if I went to your shelter, then as soon as the baby is born, you take my baby and you sell it in India, or you kick me out as soon as the baby is born because I can't kill it no more.
We're not in India. We are in New Jersey. We don't keep your babies. You keep your baby.
I know, but after I've haven't aborted it because I'm at your shelter, then you kick me out as soon as I. Excuse me.
When you are accepted in our shelter, we have a procedure to follow. We do not take walk-ins. If you are accepted in the program.
Yeah.
You can stay in the program 1 year after the baby is born, and you are
but
free.
But that's when they get really expensive. Babies are so expensive, so how am I supposed to pay for their diapers and their formula? How do I keep paying for all of its things? Diaper, formula, condoms,
lubricant. Yeah, we give you
lubricant.
The formula, whatever the baby needs, we can send you.
You will send me lubricant and condoms?
Say that again?
Lubrication, condoms, all these tampons.
No, we don't have that.
Well, the baby's going to need it when it grow up. How am I going to pay for it? Diapers,
can
formula.
I thought you were pregnant. Why do you use condom?
What do you mean?
You said you're pregnant.
Yes, but when my baby grows up, I don't want it to end up like me with a uterus full of babies. So, you gotta, don't you believe in safer sex?
No, I don't understand what is that.
You don't understand what safer sex is? It's so you don't get pregnant like, unfortunately, I didn't practice safe sex. So I got filled with semen of black men who raped me. But have you ever been raped by black?
Okay, even if you are raped by several black men or white men, only one egg is fertilized or one semen is fertilized. Or two, when you have twins, three, when you have triplets.
That's right, yeah. So I got these twin were, you know, three black rape fetuses inside of me growing, and they were kicking the shit out of my uterus. And, I mean, I don't want him to end up like a Trayvon Martin or anything like that.
Okay, so, maybe you have to see your doctor because we are not equipped to handle your
case. You're not a doctor? No. Okay. What would you suggest that I do to get over this fantasy I have of having my doctor fist me, fill me with his semen, and then strangle my baby with my clips?
How many months pregnant are you about
4 months.
Okay, 4 months, and have you seen a doctor?
Well, not for this specifically. I had to get my my prolapse treated, and so he clipped my chleops, and noticed that there was a strange discharge and smell coming from my transvaginal mesh. They gave me one of those wonderful transvaginal ultrasounds. Have you heard of those? Yeah, so I had one of those, and they put this enormous probe that just filled my vaginal canal. So I saw my baby's faces. They were so dark. I guess I did see a doctor. Yeah.
Yeah,
we
have 4 months you have to see the baby. It's already full. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And just see the doctor, and then we could help you. If you have your baby, just call us back, and we can send you some baby items for your baby.
Oh, like what? Oh, yeah. What are you going to send me?
It's too late for you to abort that baby. It's already 4 months, and it's already big.
So I should abort it.
No, it's too big. You are endangering your life.
Well, but I've
you believe in God.
I had an abortion.
A murder.
Well, the thing was, honey, the baby was going to kill me. Either it was the baby or me, and I said, no, not Cheryl Murkowski. I ain't going down this way, honey. So they took care of it, and it was 6 months. They scrambled and sucked it out, and it was fine. We've got very capable doctors here in Illinois. Yeah.
Okay. So you are in a safe place.
I'm in it. Well, yeah, mostly. Sometimes I get beaten a few times, and ain't no thing. Do you know what to do about this discharge? It's kind of orange and black, and it smells like a dead fish.
No, I don't. We don't have any doctor here that can answer your medical questions.
But haven't you ever had like an infection in your vagina? I assume you have got a vagina, right?
No, we don't. We don't have any. I don't have any knowledge about that.
Oh, so you don't have a... Are you a woman or not? Are you a woman?
Yes, I am, but I don't know what are those details that you're talking about.
So how do you wash your vagina or what? I mean, I need some
advice. I'm sorry.
Woman to woman.
This is a hotline for safe babies from the abortion.
I need a woman to woman. I know, okay? But my cunt is sore, and I need woman to woman advice. Please.
So there is nobody right now. Okay, I'm sure I have a bit on the other line. I'll call you back. Okay,
I need some help.
She hung up.
How was I?
Very good, especially when she said something hilarious that I forgot what it was.
Now, Madge, this number came from a YouTube video about Prissy Polly Pants? Did you notice at the beginning I said, unless you're trying to call somewhere else on purpose.
Wait a second. You don't realize that I actually dialed 800 no abort?
You
know,
didn't
know that. I thought you knew it.
No, I thought it was supposed to poly pet this time. This perfect poly pet. Oh, well, I'm glad we got the new no abort from India. That was good.
Oh, yes.
I'm always hating on those no abort girls.
That was so funny. You're like, can I get the poly pet? Oh, abortion? Oh, yeah, I have a abortion.
I can go with that. I can go with that. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well, that was pretty good.
Yeah, we need some more money, though, before we do another one, I think.
Well, I got to go on a few bombings.
Okay.
That was an amazing clue.
I only got $10 from Mr. Pelkel. Thank you,
well,
Mr.
Pelkel. Maybe after the Grum, we can get, what's her name to donate?
Edith,
and we can get Patrick.
Why we always got to rely on the same donors when everybody else is so darn cheap?
Nobody else didn't finna donate nothing.
Okay. My friend Gookie23 says that there's 3 rape uteruses playing at Madison Square Garden tonight.
That's right.
You already knew that?
Yeah.
I can't type on a computer. I wanted you to get that DVD and send it to AVC, though.
No.
Why not?
Excuse me?
Whoops, it's gone. Woman to woman. Ha ha ha. I'm reading comments. Haha, she's going down the same list as Miss Cleo. Oh, very intelligent. Very. Scrambled and sucked it down. Oh, Lord. I want to hear.
Okay. Well, so that was a wonderful Grum. I hope people donate post facto.
Ex post facto?
Yeah.
Damn, good word, honey.
Yeah.
Weird.
So we'll do this again maybe next weekend.
Okay.
And I hope you stay smoky. And keep on keeping on, girl.
I'm not sure if I can do that, but I'll try.
Do it.
I'll try, but I'm going to play the Carpenters.
Okay. Bye, honey.
Bye, honey. Thanks, Squish. I'm going to find the Carpenters. Sorry, audience. Let's see. No. Which one should I play? I need a longie. This one, yeah. It's not long, but it's good. I think it's really good for considering what we've just experienced today on the yeast. And I'd like to share it with y'all. That's as soon as it's finished loading into me Ableton. Oops. Shit. Shit, cunt.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun
before the rising sun, we fly. Choose. We start out walking and learn to run.
And yet we've just begun.
Sharing horizons that are new to us. Watching the signs along the way. Smile, so much of life ahead.
place where there's room to grow. And yes, we've just begun.
I found another guest. Okay, you gotta turn off the simulcast because it's behind. You're on now. Got it? It's like the radio. Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Hello. Okay. Listen. There's a delay. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on. The thing is there's a delay. So you gotta turn it off.
I was still listening to the song.
It's like the radio with the retards, you know, when they're like, turn your radio off.
All right.
I have Seven on the line, and he's a homosexual. So now that we're on video, let me switch to the video so we can have her on. I do mean him. Okay, wait. Let me figure out what it's doing. Her. Okay. Okay. So we're going to... We just finished with Cheryl. We called Way 900 Now Abort. Oh, there we go.
I know. I heard last... third of it is fucking hysterical.
Cheryl's marvelous. But we had to stop because we didn't get enough donations. What's new, honey? You've been working and getting up, doing all kinds of projects in the world, big time video bilge. What's up?
Yeah.
What's
she
doing?
Actually, I'm getting ready to go to Sweden for 3 weeks tomorrow morning.
Mm. Is ABBA making a comeback?
Yeah, I'm doing all the video work now. No, and it's just a little vacation with the dog and Thorsten and a couple of friends of ours. But yeah, I've been really busy. Got a new video coming out, I think, probably in the next week.
For who? From what is it?
Pauline Andres. She's alternative country, sort of folky... singer out of Frankfurt.
France.
Yeah, I was going to say Frankreich, but
Frankreich. No, my audience is very intelligent. They speak. They're multilingual, polylingual.
Okay.
Very smart people. Very intelligent group.
So that should be coming out. A video for Uli Richter should be coming out in the next couple of weeks, I think. And then a video for Bastien Lee Jones.
Richter is the photographer, the kind of fetish photographer, right?
Yeah. Nice. I did a documentary for him.
Oh, you did? How nice. I didn't know that. I knew you were doing...
I knew you were
doing some photography with her, but I didn't know you were doing a documentary.
Well, he brought me some footage, and he said from the it's about Quailgeist, which is a private fetish club here in Berlin. It's been around for about 25 years.
Oh,
and every year they do a calendar, and they got Uli to do the photo shoots this year, and he shot over 4 days. So during the meantime, behind the scenes, he got a lot of video material, and he brought it to me and said, could you make something out of it? And I made a documentary out of it.
Oh, so it wasn't even your footage?
No, it's not my footage. It's actually his own footage and footage of the other actors and models and people that were around and doing all these really funny things.
You know, that reminds me, because I have some footage that I was thinking about sending to you, because it's this woman I used to, this colloquial, shall we say, woman I used to work with. And it's she's funny, but I don't know what to do with the footage because it doesn't make any sense.
Is it wacky?
No, it's from the same genre, but it's a black lady. I don't think I've posted it yet, but I was going to see if maybe I can play it now. Let me find it. I think I exported it. Let me see. No, I didn't export it yet. Oh, well, fuck me. Fuck it. It's called Mabel. Hang on, let me see. Maybe I did. Maybel. No. I hope I didn't erase her. Well, that was a pointless thing. Mm-hmm. Mabel. I don't know how to spell Mabel. This is her voice.
M-A-E-L.
This is her voice here. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? It's Christ. It's Christ. Well, that sucked. Huh.
Get that crazy ass shit off of your voicemail, squeak. This is Mabel. I was just calling to holler at you, babe. I hope you're still in Chicago. Maybe we can get together before you leave. I had to leave last week to go down to Mississippi to bury my baby sister. So I'm back now, so you can give me a holler whenever you feel like it's sweet.
Baby sister.
She had to bury her baby sister. She died, apparently. Now, very sad.
I'm sorry, that's not funny.
No.
It's surprising. Funny.
I should. Oh, I can't. I only have two USB ports.
Can you still Dropbox me that stuff from OPM?
Oh, yes. I forgot to do that. I'm sorry. Yes, I do. I have it all on this hard drive right next to my computer. Anyway, how are things in Germany then? What's new?
Things are good. We're having summer. We're having a real summer, actually. Hmm. Today, I think, was 30 degrees. So,
sounds kind what's of cold. That,
86 or something for Fahrenheit?
Ooh, that is.
Yeah, we've been having this for about a couple of weeks now, so it's been really nice.
Yeah, I was, it's been like in the 90s here. Though I was in Florida last week, and it was actually cooler in Florida than here, which is kind
really?
Of good. Yeah, and it was raining, which was nice. And, you know, Florida's fun. Fun place.
So you're in Chicago right now.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
The rest of the family is in Hawaii, and I am here.
Okay, I see. Mm. Now we're leaving tomorrow morning for Sweden, and Sweden is having the same temperatures right now, southern Sweden, which is really nice. So
what do you do in Sweden? What do you do? Just walk around in the park with the dog, or just... Act
free. Well, it's in a house in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of the woods, in the middle of rural Sweden. So there's nothing to do but look at nature. I'll be making a lot of films. You know, boring myself to death, really. But
finger yourself.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Once you're there, it sort of the whole beauty of it kind of captures your attention.
Nice vacation from the big city, I suppose, huh?
Have you ever been?
Never been to Sweden except maybe, you know, for a business trip once or twice, but I didn't, that doesn't count. I don't even remember it except business meetings when I was working in Philips, so no.
Okay.
I would
like
to.
Are you coming back anytime soon?
Well, no, I'm taking this intensive computer boot camp.
Right.
For about 10 weeks, starting August 5th. And I don't imagine, and hopefully after that I'll start working, so I don't imagine I'll have a break anytime soon, because, because if I do, like, the only way I'll have a break is if I figure out a way to, you know, start my own kind of cool website once I have all these tools at my hand, and then I'll travel, but, you know, I just need to work and earn some money, you know, because I need to, you know, have money so I can move out of this basement.
It's a nice basement.
It is
nice. Lilac walls.
Yeah, lilac. I think it's more of a
lavender.
Wait. Isn't it? Well, you can't really tell through the little eye thing, the microphone. It's kind of shitty. But I would call it lavender, maybe lilac. It looks like the deodorant, that room deodorizer. Is that, you know what I'm talking about, right?
It looks like fibro colors.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I live in fibro. Oh, my God. I didn't even realize I live in fibro. How did that happen?
It's called Vicodin Purple.
Yeah. Oxy. Oxy Lilac, Vicodin Purple.
You know, now I've become obsessed with this thing.
Thank God.
Been trying to make read up on it and everything. It's really bizarre.
Well,
I love that website, by the way. It's really fucking hysterical. The fibro colors.
Yeah.
The Facebook thing.
She's amazing.
Everything is so. Angie wants to know, how do you feel pain today?
Yeah. Well, she's doing all the like social media things that you're supposed to do. You're supposed to ask questions on your social media in order to get the discussion going.
I see. So okay. I've been missing that. Yeah.
How do you deal with chronic pain? Do you ever get a lump in your foot when you're sitting for 10 days taking pills?
Do you ever get days where you can't sleep at all and then you sleep for 3 days in a row?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, guess who's here?
Your doggy.
Yeah, he wants to say hello to the world.
Hi there. Do you remember me, honey?
Oh, sorry.
Do you remember me, Tariq? We went to the park, and you played. He looks like he's actually watching me. We went to the park, and you played fetch. Remember me? Hello.
Is he getting? He's had a long day. He had two. We went two times to the Tempelhofer Feld to tire him out because tomorrow morning we're leaving at 4 a.m. and we're driving for I think 4.5 hours or something like that to get to the coast.
You're driving?
And taking a ferry for 7 hours and then driving for another 3.5 hours. So we want to make him extra tired.
So you're driving? You're renting a car?
Yeah.
Wow. Have you done that before?
Well, the last time we went to Sweden, we did something similar, yeah.
Oh, I thought you took the train. How interesting. No. So you're going to take the ferry. How long is the ferry ride?
Last time we went, it was 6 hours. I think this time it's 7.5.
Oh, how fun. I would love to do that. I love ferries.
It's fun. Especially if you get a cabin.
You get a cabin for 6 hours?
Well, you have to buy it, but, yeah, you get one.
Is there gay sex?
Wouldn't that be nice? I haven't checked. I mean, the last time I didn't look. I mean, there weren't really anybody very interesting on the last trip. But maybe this time. Because the only people going to Sweden right now are probably Swedish, and they're, like, really cute.
Do they have larger penises in Sweden, or would you say average? It's just that they're hot-looking, or what?
I had sex with one Swedish guy, and it was okay. He had a nice one.
Okay.
So it wasn't, like, spectacular, but he was really hot.
Speaking of penises, there was this thing I posted on the Facebook today about the circumcision. You know, and how, like...
Not you, too.
Why, whatever do you mean? And it said, like, circumcised men have 4 times less sensation than circumcised men, or uncircumcised, or something like that. And so somebody said to me on the Facebook, they said, oh, well, I don't like to be around uncircumcised men because their dicks are too sensitive. And I said, yeah, I like to be around women whose tongues are circumcised because otherwise they can taste my fishy vagina.
Well, it's a little bit true, though, I think, because if I go down the whole list of people I've slept with, I think probably the circumcised men lasted longer.
Did you ever, well, that's because they're less sensitive. Did you ever donate sand to Christie's Sand Fund, our friend?
No, I'm in a bad time of the month for money right now, so I can't really do that.
You couldn't donate for sand? Donate sand for her. For the audience who doesn't know, we have a friend, and she's collecting donations for her daughter's sandbox. Now, I'm a little worried because sand attracts cats. Won't that cause toxoplasmosis?
Mommy, look what I found.
I remember when we were kids, we had a sandbox, and there was cat shit in there all the time. It was disgusting. Litter box.
Yeah, is this what it looks like?
Mm-hmm.
Did you make things out of it?
I just remember picking them up and, like, throwing them. I don't really remember. We also used to play, this is when we were in New Jersey, we used to play in the sewer, and, like, for some reason, we thought it was really neat to walk in the sewer, and there was all this, like, goopy shit everywhere. Like, it was just fecal matter in the rocks. And I don't know why I didn't put it together that this is actually human shit. But we used to walk through there, and, oh, I hate myself sometimes.
Were you wearing boots? Did your feet get wet?
No, I was barefoot.
Oh, my God!
That's what we would do as children, walking the sewer, but I just didn't realize. You know, I thought it's a stream. How could a sewer have shit in the open air? You know, it didn't make sense.
Well, childhood innocence.
Mm-hmm.
Good God. So what's going on with you now? Is anything going on in Chicago with us? Interesting.
Well, we had our
meeting. You guys just had IMF or something, didn't you? Or IML or whatever the hell
that is. That was Memorial Day. That was already like 2 months ago.
Because like a bunch of Germans went over there and were like going about it on Facebook.
Oh, the Germans love that thing. They're like the biggest, after Americans, they're the biggest attendees of that thing.
Those
kinky Germans with their piss.
It's
period.
Not piss, it's socks and shoes and fisting. That's what it's all about.
And put your bags in a, put your clothes in a plastic bag and have a cock ring out and bring your little Yorkie. Go in the basement and yell out.
Have you been to Treebrook?
Have I been where?
To Treebrook? Or are you talking about the lab?
I was talking about that place you took me to where somebody had their Yorkshire Terrier in the dungeon, remember?
Oh, yeah. Dricken-tai-tausend.
And that guy, yes, Dricken-tai-tausend. That guy was yelling Auschwitz, Auschwitz. I remember as he was getting hit, he kept yelling, Auschwitz, Auschwitz.
And I couldn't stop giggling.
Did I tell you my reality show idea? Maybe you can help me with, since you're a producer or whatever you are. You know how they have all these reality shows, Real Housewives of L.A.? And, well, I want to do like a, almost like a semi-fictitious, like a back-in-time fictitious version of a reality show. And it's going to be Real Housewives of Buchenwald. So I'd be like, what are you going to do today? Well, I hope, let's see, today I'm going to go, you know, like not eat, and I'm going to get typhoid and hopefully not get gassed. What are you going to do? Are you going to fight with anybody today? Oh, yeah, there was like a piece of a bread left over, a crumb, and they show them like fighting over this crumb, and like that's half the show. You think it could work or not?
You just reminded me. Do you know that film? What is it called? It's with Charlotte Rampling. She plays a Jew in during the Holocaust. Who? What was that? The Night Porter. Do you know this film?
No, I don't think so. But I love Holocaust
movies. Oh my God! Now I have to find it because I think you would like. What is
the, I'll put it on the list.
Porter, Charlotte, Rampling. So.
Night Porter. Is it on the Netflix?
Here we go. I'm going to send you the link. Maybe you can work it out. But here's the link.
Okay. How now?
All right.
Oh, this is a YouTube. Let's see. I'll play the little thing now then.
Leben, liebe ich zu leben. Ich kann nur sagen, ich liebe zu gefallen. Wenn auch nicht immer, liebe ich zu lieben.
Reminds me of Marlene Dietrich.
It is Marlene Dietrich.
Oh, that would be why.
She's lip syncing to entertain Nazi soldiers, and she's a Jewish.
Which one is Charlotte Rampling? Her, the one with the naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot like
that film.
Was ich mir denn wünschen sollte, eine schlimme oder gute Zeit.
So it's about this woman. She's a rich woman or something, and she's living in this high rise. And the Night Porter guy, she recognizes him as one of her captors during the Holocaust.
Oh, this is after the Holocaust.
Yeah, this is after the Holocaust, and that is a flashback.
Oh, okay, that's why they're wearing Nazi. Okay.
Yeah, and so it goes about this relationship that they have where he's abusing her, even now in the modern time where she's like this rich woman and everything, and he's like treating her like shit and things like that. And it's been a million years since I've seen the film and trying to remember how it ended. But
well,
it's,
don't
it's
tell me, because I'll watch it and I don't want to know. Don't tell me. I mean, even though
okay,
you don't remember.
Watch it. Have your viewers watch it. I think they learn art film.
All right, viewers. I think the closest my audience gets to an art film is like Honey Boo Boos.
You know, I still haven't seen that.
Don't. I haven't either. I just know about it.
Have you been watching True Blood?
Yeah. Yep, I have. That's a lot of... I don't know. I liked it, but then again, there's whatever. Some shows now shows I think go on too long.
What are you watching now?
Well, I'm only hate watching. There's really nothing. I mean, I am watching True Blood. I mean, of course, but I haven't. There's nothing I know of that's new that's on that I watch that I like. But I have been hate watching The Newsroom, which started again, which I think is just unbearable.
And, I haven't seen that one.
But I'm, you know, I'm like studying and I'm trying to like, you know, do that because time is a huge, why can't I get the picture big again? What the fuck? the time suck factor, you know, I can't really afford to waste time watching tele right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been trying not to. Why is the picture so small? What did I do wrong? How do you get it big? That's what she said. Yeah.
Press the arrow.
What arrow?
Okay, I have to do it again. Do you know where it's like the camera, microphone, plus telephone, and then on the far right side, there's these two arrows that can say full screen. Yeah.
But see, I just see your little face. I don't see.
Uh-oh. That's all you need to see. It's not that special.
Oh, there it is. Oh, because it went on to a different screen thingy. There, I got it. Anyway, so that's all. I was in Miami for a funeral, and that was fun, but that's over. And now I'm here. Got about
who died?
2 weeks. A friend of mine's father, and she really wanted me to go. But who? I had to also go because somebody in my family is getting chemotherapy, which is also not very fun.
No, not at all.
Mm-mm. So there's that, and then I have the house to myself because the family's in Hawaii.
Mm. Except what's that on the box?
What?
That image.
What box?
The moving box behind you.
What?
What is that?
Nothing's
it's
moving.
It's like an alien or something.
What? What are you talking about?
Behind the lamp, there's these moving boxes.
Yeah, oh, moving boxes. I thought you meant like something's moving. Like, I thought you were on, on the LSD.
Like, it's coming out of the closet at you.
That's like my life. My storage is here in this room along with me. I live in basically a U-Haul cube. All my stuff that I own is in this little tiny room. It's just a mess. So, because it was costing so much money to store my shit, I just brought it in here. But the good news is I have my monitor speakers again, so I can do this. Hello? No, you can't hear him. But I have my speakers, my real speakers here, so I don't have to live on, like, Bluetooth.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So tell me, technically, are you still using Adobe to do your editing?
Yeah, I am. I moved up to the Adobe CC.
Yeah.
So far, it's good. I found a couple of problems last night with the new video. Oh, Tristan's here. Say hello to us. Say hello to the world.
On television.
This is good. Yeah.
On the whole internet.
You're live.
You're on China.
Yeah, he's naked. That's funny.
All right. How are you bending down? I don't get it.
Why aren't you bending down?
Good night, Torsten. Nice seeing you. I'll be pixelated.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, I will wrap up. I know you got to get to bed.
Yeah, I'm going to get up early.
I know how that go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, Chatting. Thank you for last minute coming on. Keep us posted with your
By the way, so just on that theme, when I get back during the, in the month of August, there's going to be a video for Princess Superstar and two videos for Ruby.
Ruby. Very good.
Ruby. Yeah. You know her?
Yes.
Okay.
And certainly Princess Superstar as well. But what is your website again, and can you spell it for the audience? So they can
It's come visit me over at cerusmedia.com. It's CERUSMEDIA.com.
Okay. See you later.
Have fun
in Sweden.
Viel Spaß.
Bye. All right. Skype wants to know if I had a good time. Yeah, it was fun. All right, let's see. I don't know. Oh, fuck, I haven't been recording. Oops. How did that happen? Huh. Oops. Well, anyway, that happens too. In any case, I can get it off the video, though, which is what I'm going to do. Anyway, goodbye, everyone. I would play music, but now I'm flustered because I just realized I wasn't recording. Have a nice day, scrotum.